Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. And your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. And here's the cover. Yep. Independence Day? Pay your taxes. Do what you're told. You got it? That's the America today. What Independence Day? Get in your house. Get your kids off those swings. COVID's going to get them. Get them out of that playground. Stand 6 feet apart. I'm some little prick. And I can't say the other word that'll going to tell you what to do. I'm Witness Whitmer up in Michigan. I'm Gutson Gavin Newsom. The Getty Gang member. Oh, yeah, the Gettys gave me all that money so I could start out in business. Oh, yeah, yeah, they're related to the Pelosis. I'll tell you what to do. You're just a piece of shit. Hey, I'm little Andy Cuomo. I'm some arrogant little fuck who loves to feel up chicks because I'm the governor. I'll tell you what to do. Close down your business. Put on that mask. Bend over and get fucked up the ass. Yeah. Independence Day. What a bunch of bullshit. Oh, you don't believe me about the bullshit? Hey, how about the covers of your Trends Journal before the great debate? Oh, here they are. Yep. The fall of America. There's that fucking out of his mind, arrogant son of a bitch, or arrogant Biden. Bullshit Biden. A little fuck that got 5 draft deferments. 5. And loved every fucking war. And keeps stealing our money to keep slaughtering Palestinians. Oh, your numbers are in the Trends Journal about all the 2,000-pound bombs and all the weapons that we sent them. Oh, what is it, almost up to $200 billion sent to Ukraine? Oh, and how about the other guy? Put that cover back up. Yep, the great debate. Presidential reality show. Daffy Duck versus Goofy. That's all, folks. All right? That's it. And I love this fucking shit. This is from the Toilet Paper Record today. How Democrats let Biden's run build into crisis. In the aftermath of Thursday's presidential debate, as Jill Biden led President Biden off the stage because the fucking guy's too dead to find out his way out of there, former Senator Claire McCaskill, the Missouri Democrat, raised what she called, quote, a hard and heartbreaking question. You have to ask, she said on MSNBC, how did we get here? How did we get here? We're led by a low-life pieces of shit. That's how we got here. Who's your favorite piece of shit? I like Chucky Schumer. He's way up there in the Senate. Oh, how about out of his fucking mind, Mitch McConnell on the other side? No, little dick, what's his name? A little fucking arrogant prick. Mike Johnson, yeah. Look at the fucking clown show. How did we get there? Goes back to your cover, your Trends Journal. That's out today. Be out in a little bit. You got it. Right there, it says it all. Independence Day. Pay your taxes. Do what you're told. Hear that article going, how Democrats allowed Biden's candidacy to become a crisis. How fucking a dead clown become a crisis. The whole fucking country's a crisis. You got it? You got it? But interviews with top party strategists, office holders, and people close to Democrats see as possible presidential hopefuls suggest that just as crucially, party leaders were lulled into complacency or pressed to step in line at crucial moments. strategists, fucking flunkies, party leaders, fucking leaders of a clown show, an arrogant bullshit Trump. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke. Hey, who got a better golf score? I got a better golf score. I know a buddy of mine that one time he played golf with Trump. And he saw Trump cheating in golf. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, on to your Trends Journal. Before we get there, of course, the Ukraine war, because and we're talking about the, you know, where the economy is going, you know, the debt level that's according to the one bank after another, they're saying that the financial stability and inflation is shaking the whole world. $91 trillion worth of debt out there. You know, it's a crisis. Crisis, a crisis, a crisis. Rising government debt threatens financial stability and inflation. No shit. You know. And then, again, you look at the news today. Hezbollah is number two. This is Times of Israel. It says that they'll halt attacks if Gaza ceasefire reached. But Netanyahu came out and said, no, fuck you, because there's another article in the Financial Times. Report says IDF brass backing truce even if it leaves Hamas in power. And it's saying a New York Times reported that from anonymous sources. But here's what Netanyahu said.
גורמים עלומי שם מתדריכים היום את הניו יורק טיימס. הם אומרים לו שישראל תהיה מוכנה לסיים את המלחמה לפני השגת כל מטרותיה. אני לא יודע מי הם אותם גורמים עלומי שם, אבל אני כאן כדי להעביר חד משמעית. זה לא יקרה. אנחנו נסיים את המלחמה רק לאחר שנשיג את כל מטרותיה, לרבות חיסול החמאס ושחרור כל חטופינו. הדרג המדיני הגדיר לצהל את המטרות הללו, ולצהל יש את כל האמצעים כדי להשיגם. אנחנו לא נכנעים לרוחות תבוסה, לא בניו יורק טיימס ולא בשום מקום אחר. אנחנו חדורים ברוח הניצחון.
How do you know if Hamas is defeated? You're bombing the shit out of everybody. It's over 40,000 people dead. Some numbers showing much as 80,000, over 100,000 seriously wounded. About 80% of the place has been bombed to shit. We're getting Hamas. What, Hamas dressed up in a fucking costume? They're Hamas's. Over 70% of the people killed are women and children. Again, it's all in your Trends Journal. Because Iran warns Israel, full-scale war with Lebanon will wipe you out. That's right. And now they're ramping up the war against Lebanon. So that means oil prices, which are now almost $86 a barrel, they're moving up. They're moving up. They're going to $130 a barrel, wipe out the economy. And again, we do a whole load of on the economic update in the market overview. Again, more and more are coming out and saying this market is just being driven up by a few stocks, as we all know. And when you're looking at the reality, because we have a whole article in here on what's going on in the retail sector, Spotlight, retail on the ropes, from Sweden to Germany to around the West, we're showing the data. So Wall Street and Main Street, there's no connection. And now this war is going to make things a lot worse because they're going to ramp it up. Again, going back to the war. Talking about Trump, Adelson's wife, Israel Uberhawk, to become one of Trump's top donors. That's right. Sheldon Adelson, her husband who died, gave Trump $100 million to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And hey, you know that land you stole, Israel, in the 67 war from Syria? It's yours. Hey, I'm Trump. Anyway, keeps going on. And what Trump did, mocking Biden, calling him a Palestinian. You know, he's like a Palestinian, like Palestinians don't count, huh? Palestinian lives don't matter. Hamas stands firm, says deal with no permanent end to fighting is no deal. And you just heard Netanyahu, no deal. They're slaughtering more and more people day after day, hardly being reported in the Western media, in Hamas. And they're stealing more land. Even Saudi Arabia came out against it. Oh, they call it the settlements. Who the fuck are you talking to, settlements? Violation of the Geneva Convention, Article 242 of the United Nations. And shove your shit up your ass that God gave you that land. I don't believe in your God. Can you handle that? Not telling you to believe in mine. Don't tell me to believe in yours. Because I'm the deacon of the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. Three words that America hates. Freedom, peace, and justice, as well as Netanyahu hates. No justice. No freedom, no peace. Again, we're having that peace and freedom rally on September 28th at the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street. There it is. And go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, and you get more of the information, the speakers that are going to be there. I'm doing everything I can. And I need your help. Can't do it alone. Oh, Adelson gave him what, $100 million? How about giving some money to Occupy Peace and subscribe to the Trends Journal? We're giving you, nobody else in the world is giving you. So give it back. And it's only $2.56 a week. You go to trendsjournal.com and you read History Before It Happens. And if you don't need more proof, or you need more proof of History Before It Happens, take a look at those two covers before the debate. We're the only ones that said this. The Fall of America and Presidential Reality Show, The Great Debate, Daffy Duck versus Goofy. That came out, that one came out, the Daffy Duck versus Goofy, 2 days before the debate, and the other one was a week before. So there you have it. History before it happens in so many different ways. This is a great one. New German citizens must declare that Israel has the right to exist. Yeah, Heil Hitler. What are you fucking kidding me? Democracy. Oh, and how about that Gaza pier? Remember that bullshit? Remember that Biden?
Bullshit detected. Take precaution.
Yeah, about we're gonna help them. We're gonna build a pier. Yeah, that was back in March. The fucking pier is useless. And we said it was useless from the beginning. Again, history before it happens. Gaza Pier out of commission. Again, a complete disaster. We said that was going to happen. And bloody Blinken warns of... warns of momentum towards war between Israel and Hezbollah. Yeah, that's what they were calling Blinken when he was talking the other day. Bloody Blinken, the genocide secretary. And again, featured guest article by Dr. Joseph McCullough, plant-based, ultra-based, ultra-processed food linked with higher risk of cardiovascular disease. A great article by Gregory Mannarino, 5 critical moves we need to take going into the presidential event. And Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. Nobody does them like he does them. Here's one of his books, AI, Decline of Humans. Get it on Amazon. Look at this thing. Again, nobody does what he does. And it's in your Trends Journal about the technocracy taking over our lives. He has another book, The Synthetic Devolution, you could see. And again, it's very sad. And AI is it. I mean, yeah, there may be a crash from the overvalued markets. But this thing is just going to continue. And more and more and more and more jobs are going to be lost. It's a reality, a fake reality, a synthetic devolution, D-E-V-I-L, devolution. And what else do we have here? Trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. Yep. One article after another that you need to know about. And the trends in geopolitics. Putin says Russia will produce new nukes in response to U.S. escalation. And there you got it. U.S. keeps escalating the war in Ukraine. That is going to continue to escalate. and they're going to bomb more and more deeper inside of Russia and take out oil, gas refineries, pipelines, and that's going to drive the price of gas and oil up as well. Again, trends in cryptos, trends in AI, a whole section, high-tech science, and more COVID war damage, financial hardship tied to suicide attempts. We said this was going to happen. It's happened, and it's only going to get much, much worse. And on the economic front, you're not going to want to miss our economic update. What's going on with the banks going bust and the office building bust? More and more data is coming out showing about the office building bust. But no one's talking about it as we are, and no one's calling a banking bust. We're the only ones out there. Again, bank on it. Office building bust. It's a ticking time bomb for banks. The data that they're putting out and what they're saying is nothing more than
bullshit.
Yep, because there's no media anymore. It's gone. It's dead. You know, look at this shit that happened. Right after Biden's stupid fucking debate, dead in front of everybody's eyes, all these little scumbags go on all the shows to talk about what really happened with Biden. They don't allow anybody else on. Nobody's allowed, only from the club. As George Carlin says, one big club and you ain't in it. And it's a club I'll never want to be in because I'm a man. I don't suck up or bow down. Every one of these fucking CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, NPR, FUCK, YOU, all of them had these little scumbags on there talking about Biden. Oh, was it really as bad as we thought? And then the headline news right after it, he's going to Camp David to talk about what he should do with his family. Oh, his fucking family decides? His fucking wife decides who the fuck should be president? You can't think for yourself? No, I'm going to ask my family. Oh, maybe when fucking Hunter gets off some coke and shot up with anything else, maybe he could help you decide too. Because you're out of your fucking mind. That's the America. And that's the shit they throw out. He's going to ask his family. Anyway, that's just some of your trends that you're going to want to read about and prepare for. And tomorrow, we do another interview with Judge Napolitano that you're not going to want to miss. And again, it has to do with freedom, peace, and justice that we fight for. Again, World War III's already begun. When all else fails, they take you to war. They're going to keep ramping up these wars. And again, 90% of the people swallowed little Georgie Bush's shit that we're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. The Afghan disaster that nobody talks about, the longest war in American history, the Iraq disaster he brought us into, cost American people, what, tens of trillions of dollars and killed millions of people. But nobody talks about it. They're going to do the same thing. And people will forget that Biden's out of his fucking mind, just like they forgot about little Georgie Bush being out of his mind. The dot-com bust happened before 9/11. People couldn't stand them, dumber than shit, and still is. But the people swallowed his crap. But again, are they going to get rid of Biden? And we've been talking about this for a long time, that Gavin Newsom is going to be the guy they put in place. And he'll win we would forecast he will win. He'll win because he's a member of the club, and the people that hate Trump will go out and vote for Newsom. Yep, gruesome Newsom. America keeps sliding down. And the freaks keep running the show. Unless we unite for peace, we want a million people here. That's Scott Ritter's objective. A million person march. So they hear our voice and they won't stop hearing it until we have peace on earth. Goodwill to all. Again, September 28th, Four Corners of Freedom, Crown and John Street, where the seeds of democracy were sown. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow with the judge.